Carol, honey, hurry up. We're going to be late for the wedding. What has taken her so long?
Well, hey, Uncle Frank, it's not that easy to put on pantyhose when you got long fingernails.
Carol doesn't have long fingernails.
Oh, well, then she's just messing with your head, dude.
Frank, do I look fat in this dress?
Oh, honey, you look fantastic. That dress looks really great on you.
I'll go change.
Messing with your head, buddy.
Hey, don't bother me.
You got it. So, what you doing?
Well, I was reading.
Whoa, A Brief History of Time. I wonder if they got A Brief History of Newsweek.
It's not about Time magazine. It's about the theory of relativity and the origins of the universe.
Whoa. The great mysteries of life. I pondered quite a few of those myself. Like, what really was the purpose of Stonehenge? How did they build the great pyramids? Why did Thurston Howell III take so much luggage on a 3-hour tour?
Here's something I've pondered. Why won't you leave me alone?
Ooh, good question.
Hi, guys. Cody, I need to talk to Dana. It's kind of girl talk.
Oh, cool. Oh, you mean girl talk, like just girls. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm on the planet of the chicks.
Great guy came into the diner. His name is Michael. He's rich, he's gorgeous, and he's got a great car.
Sounds perfect for you.
Well, there is one problem. He's really smart.
Well, thank goodness he found out now before he got married and had a bunch of smart children.
No, see what I mean is he's interested in intellectual stuff. So I need you to talk to him.
Why?
Because I need a scout. See, you find out what he's interested in, then I'll read up on it so I can fake a conversation with him until we're kissing. Then he won't care what we're talking about.
Karen, why would I do this for you?
Because we're sisters.
So?
We're friends.
So?
I'll keep Cody away from you for 2 weeks.
Deal.
Carol, would you stop with the silent treatment? It's because I didn't dance with you at the wedding, isn't it?
I am not speaking to you.
Fine.
Get back here. I'm not done not speaking to you. I sat at that wedding for 3 hours while every woman danced except me.
You danced?
Oh, right, with your 92-year-old Uncle Ned who kept grabbing my butt.
He is old. He has to have something to hold on to.
Frank, just give me 3 good reasons why you won't dance, and then I'll drop the whole thing.
I hate it. I can't do it, and when I try, I feel like a complete fool.
Well, those are pretty thin excuses.
Is gorgeous, but when he comes in, play it really cool. That's him.
Yeah, very cool, Karen. Now, why don't you go in the kitchen before you scare him away? Hi.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Yeah, sure. Let me have a cheese Danish to go, please.
The Beat Generation.
Yeah, the Beat Generation was the term
that Jack Kerouac used to describe his generation of writers and poets in New York in the 50s.
That's right.
I'm partial to Allen Ginsberg myself.
Me too.
My favorite is Howell.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness.
themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fix.
Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo and the machinery of night.
Through poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high, sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats, floating across the tops of cities, contemplating jazz.
That's amazing.
I've never met anybody who knew that poem other than me.
Neither have I.
I hope you like this.
How much?
I hope you like it a lot.
No, I mean, how much for the cheese Danish?
Oh, it's a dollar.
Hey, listen, they're doing a reading of some of Ginsberg's early works tonight at Langley College. Would you like to go with me?
Well, I can't really do that. See, my sister kind of... Well, she really wanted to... Well, she's a drip, so who cares what she wants?
I'll pick you up at 7 at your place. Where do you live?
You don't have to come to my house. Hey, how about if I meet you in front of the student union building?
Okay, I'll see you there at 7:30?
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Four hamburgers.
Well, what was he like? Tell me everything.
He was so quiet, I couldn't find out a thing.
Nothing?
Don't worry. I'm gonna keep talking to him every chance I get. It may take weeks, it may take months, but I'm gonna keep talking to him. For you.
Dana, you're the best.
I wouldn't go that far. I'm telling you, he is gorgeous. We went to a poetry reading last night, and we're going to dinner and a movie tonight. No, Linda, I did not steal Michael from Karen. He's not her boyfriend. Hey, whose side are you on? No, I don't have any reason to feel guilty. Look, I gotta go before Karen comes in. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, what'd you say? Come on, what'd you say?
Dana is stealing Karen's boyfriend.
Dude.
Guys, it's moments like this that makes all those hours of recording Dana and Karen's boring phone calls worthwhile.
You know, I just had an interesting thought. If we told Karen this, she'd kill Dana.
Yeah. Chick fight.
Chick fight. Chick fight.
Look, Frank, you know, I've been thinking. I know this dancing thing is awkward for you, but I think I've come up with a solution. I bought this Learn How to Dance kit.
Oh, honey, would you drop the dancing thing? I don't make you do things you don't want to do.
Oh, right, like it was my idea to ride that pig at the state fair.
Now, that was fun.
Frank, I rode a pig for you. You can learn to dance.
Okay,
here, you put the music on and I'll set up the dance floor. See, this kit comes with these little plastic feet with numbers on them, and you just lay them down on the floor and then you follow along.
Well, now, honey, I'm warning you. My mom tried to teach me how to dance when I was 13. That's why she has that limp.
Come on, Frank, just give it a try.
Okay.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Wow, Frank, the pig feet are mine.
Well, I'm sorry. I saw the screen. I went for it, okay?
Well, Frank, concentrate.
Carol, I hate this dancing thing. I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, that's great, Frank. I asked you to do one little thing, but you won't do it. Fine. That's the way you want it? Fine. See if I ride any more pigs for you.
One. We having fun.
Shut up.
Hey, Karen. Got something for you.
A baseball bat? Why would I want that?
Oh, I don't know, go down to the batting cage, hit a few fungos, kill Dana in her sleep?
JT, what are you talking about?
You know that guy, Michael, you're so hot for? Dana's been dating him for a week.
What?
Yep, she's meeting him down at the 50s cafe in an hour.
You're lying.
If only I were.
No, Linda, I did not steal Michael from Karen. He's not her boyfriend. No, Linda, I did not steal Michael from Karen. He's not her boyfriend.
I'll kill her.
Okay, all right. Now, remember, swing with your whole body.
No, bruises heal, but emotional pain lasts a lifetime.
Ooh, I like the way you think.
What are you gonna do?
Watch and learn. Hello, Michael. This is Karen Foster, Dana's sister. There's something you need to know about Dana. I hate to be the one to tell you, but she's not 18. She's 14.
Life is good.
Order fries, pick up.
I never thought I'd say this, but Karen is a genius.
Dana is gonna die. There she is.
Showtime.
Hi. You look nice.
Listen, I think we need to talk.
What's wrong?
I think you know what's wrong. Dana, we can't keep seeing each other.
Why not?
The age thing?
You're 21 and I'm 18. What's the big deal?
Come on, Dana. I spoke to your big sister, Karen. She told me you're only 14.
14? I'm not 14. I'm 18.
Dana, this isn't funny. I could get in a lot of trouble.
Look, Karen is lying.
She said you'd say that.
I am not 14. Do I look 14?
No, not with all that makeup and those fake boobs.
Hey, these boobs are real, buddy. Excuse me, this is a private conversation.
Dana, take it easy. Look, there's nothing wrong with being 14. It's a wonderful age. Don't be in such a hurry to grow up.
Hey, Dana.
JT, thank God you're here.
Gee, is there some sort of a problem?
Yes, tell Michael how old I am.
Oh, okay, sure. You just had a birthday, right?
Right.
Okay, she's 14. Puberty and the hormones just go crazy, you know?
I'm gonna kill Karen!
She used to be such a sweet little girl.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Hey, Cody.
Well, hey, what's wrong? Did you eat one of those burritos off the truck again?
No, Carol's mad at me.
Well, no wonder. You tracked paint all over the floor.
These are used to teach you how to dance. Carol's mad at me because I won't learn. Why is it women make such a big deal out of us dancing with them?
Well, Uncle Frank, it all goes back to ancient times. Now, when tribal men would be invited to a social gathering, men would be perfectly happy to sit by the fire and just stare into the flames. This, of course, was before cable television. The women, on the other hand, craved human contact. You know, they needed to be close to their men to know they were loved.
I want Carol to know that I love her, but what am I going to do? I just can't dance.
If I can dance, anybody can dance.
You know how to dance?
Yeah, buddy. I do the tango, the mambo, the samba, the foxtrot, the cha-cha-cha, and a pretty mean bossa nova, if I do say so myself.
Where did you learn all that?
Well, I was supposed to take guitar lessons, but I went in the wrong building.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Carol's so mad at me.
Uncle Frank, For the sake of your marriage, I'm going to say something to you I never thought I'd hear myself say.
What?
May I have this dance?
I don't have time right now, but later I'm going to have a lot of questions.
You conniving little snake.
Now, is that any way for a 14-year-old to talk?
You had no right to do that.
And you had no right to steal my boyfriend.
Michael was never your boyfriend.
He would have been if it wasn't for you.
You're just mad because for once a guy picked me over you.
You cheated.
What difference does it make? You're gonna find another guy in 2 seconds anyway. You always do. Just flutter your eyelashes and smile and guys fall all over you. It's easy for you.
For me? You're the one who has it easy. I have to flirt. I don't have all the things you have.
Please.
It's true. You're smart, you're funny, and you always know what to say. You can have any guy you want. If I was you, I wouldn't have to work so hard to get guys.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you're jealous of me?
Well, yeah.
I can't believe this. You're the one who's always saying that guys aren't interested in a girl's mind.
Well, I just say that because, you know, I'm not very smart.
Yes, you are. You're smart and you're beautiful. That's why you get all the guys. I'm just smart.
What are you talking about? You're gorgeous.
No, I'm not.
Of course you are. Hey, I spend a lot of time listening in on guys' conversations at school. And believe me, they think you're hot.
The guys at school really think I'm hot?
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Well, I can't believe that you don't know that you're smart.
Dana, you don't have to say that.
Yes, I do. Because you need to hear it. You're a lot smarter than you give yourself credit for.
Well, if I'm so smart, why don't I get the same grades you do?
Because you don't study for 19 hours a day. Unlike me, you actually have a life. And besides that, you have people smarts. You know how to size people up, how to handle tough situations. Tell a guy I'm 14 to make me look like a jerk.
Yeah, I guess I am kind of smart.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dana. I'm glad you're my sister.
Me too.
Here, Mom. I found these dishes under JT's bed. You might want to let them soak for a while. A big test tomorrow, so I'm gonna go to bed early.
Okay, good night, honey.
Night.
Don't forget to brush your teeth.
Okay.
And don't go to sleep if your hair's still wet.
Okay.
And remember, when you grow up, make sure you dance with your wife.
Carol, would you come in the living room?
Oh, Frank, I'm kind of busy.
Please, honey, it'll just take a minute.
Fine.
This dance?
It had to be you.
He learned to dance? When? How?
It had to be.
Well, it all started when Cody went to take guitar lessons. Believe me, you're better off not knowing the rest.
Oh, this is so sweet of you. And you're good, too. So light on your feet.
Well, that's what Cody says.
A thrill with all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful.